Hi and welcome to Let Spirit Lead. I'm Cece Williams and in this episode I'll be sharing how you can naturally be happy when you step into your true function and share your light with those you meet. This episode is a lesson we do in week 10 in the online course Say Yes to Miracles, which is based on the mystical spiritual teachings from A Course in Miracles, weaved together with wisdom from energy medicine and the divine feminine. If you like to embark on an intense spiritual detox journey where you free your mind from mental toxins such as bitterness, blame, judgment, anxiety, and fear, so you instead can connect with your inner light, which is the real you, then you're more than welcome to join me on this online training called Say Yes to Miracles. You'll find more information on cecewilliams.com. In this episode, you first hear a little lecture and then I'll take you straight into a meditation where you get to connect with your own inner light. So let's head over to this episode now. We live in a world where, when we look through our physical eyes, we constantly see proof for why we can't forgive. And this keeps us stuck in a dark world where we see only the past, and we tend to also talk with each other constantly about everything that annoys us and frustrates us, and you know, what someone did or didn't do, and all of that keeps us stuck in the past. But when we let spirit guide our vision, so we see through our spiritual eyes, then the world becomes a place where we learn how to forgive ourselves and others, where we recognize that our function here is to be the light, so we can shine our light into this world, and in this way help to uplift the world we live in. When you become an uplifter, where you share your light, you'll naturally be happy, as you are then being who you truly are. So this means that every time you choose whether or not to fulfill your function by sharing your light, you're really choosing between whether or not you want to be happy. So before you make any decisions, ask yourself, will this lead to happiness or unhappiness? Will this be in alignment with my soul or my ego? Will this be extending my light or will it block my light? And then tell yourself, my only function here is to share my light, to choose happiness, to choose forgiveness, and to choose to share my soul gifts, so I can fulfill the function Spirit gave me. And whenever you have a thought that seems to stop you from experiencing inner peace, ask yourself, will this thought bring me closer to my light or closer to the darkness? And then decide to focus on the light. So notice what it is you need to know so you can focus on the light instead of feeding the darkness. Be willing to choose peace instead of conflict. Be willing to shift your perception from fear to love, from attack thoughts to peace, from doubt to trust. You can here also ask yourself, if love could speak to me now, what would love say? And then wait for the answer. Your inner wisdom will reveal to you the answer, and as you receive this answer, feel how you become more peaceful. Love is very wise, and love will always guide your thoughts back to peace. And then say to yourself, from this inner peace, let my true function be revealed to me. And then just stay in this inner stillness, in this peace, and allow messages, insights, and guidance to come to you from Spirit, from Source, or what your true function is. Spirit knows what your function is, and Spirit knows that when you fulfill your function, you feel happy. Whilst the ego constantly battles with Spirit over what your function is and how you can be happy, the ego wants to decide what brings you happiness, so the ego will set you off on an endless search outside yourself, trying to achieve happiness from an outside source, while Spirit knows happiness already exists within you, in the real you, and that when you share the divine essence of who you truly are, you naturally will feel happy. So trust that Spirit only wants you to be happy, and Spirit knows that when you're acting from your right mind, so when you're extending your love, happiness is always the result. Whilst when you act from the ego mind, you're using fear as a driving force to try to create what you think you want, and this will always lead to suffering and conflict, as it keeps you stuck in a dark world filled with illusions. When you follow the guidance from your right mind, so from spirit, then you are fulfilling your real function as you are then extending your light. Whilst when you follow the guidance from the ego mind, then you are not fulfilling your real function, and this will cause you to feel empty, drained, misaligned, and very unhappy. So which function will you fulfill? Spirit's function for you or the ego's function for you? One will extend your light, the other will draw you into a world of darkness. Spirit knows that you were created by love to be like love itself. Spirit knows that holiness created you holy. Spirit knows that kindness created you kind. Spirit knows that helpfulness created you helpful. Spirit knows that perfection created you perfect. Spirit knows that you are a child of God, a child of the Goddess, created from the source of love, from the source of all things holy and beautiful. That is who you truly are. You are this light, and any illusions you hold about yourself can never extinguish this light. It may hide it from you, just like the clouds may block your ability to see the sun's light. But just like the sun that always keeps on shining above the clouds, so does your inner light always keep on shining deep within you. If love created you like itself, this loving self must also be in you. And somewhere in your mind, this loving, beautiful self is there for you to find. So let us do a meditation now, where you drop beneath the thoughts that block you from being aware of this blazing light that exists within you, a light in which you recognize yourself as love created you. So sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and sink into your inner stillness. Think of your mind as a vast circle, surrounded by a layer of heavy, dark clouds. You can see only the clouds from where you stand. These dark clouds seem to be the only reality. But behind the clouds there is a beautiful light, like a radiant sun, and it is towards this light we now will journey. So feel how you brush these dark clouds to the side. Perhaps you let the wind blow them away, or you gently brush them aside with your hand, or you blow on them, causing them to disappear, or maybe you just move through them towards the light. Notice what feels right for you. And as the cloud starts to vanish into the nothingness from which they came, you journey closer and closer to the light. And after a while, as you journey towards the light, you feel as if heaven itself is reaching down to lift you up, helping you on your journey towards the light. You keep on journeying, closer and closer to the light. And as you reach this light, you recognize that this light is love itself. A love that can hold no grievances. This light is pure love, so when you hold a grievance, you are blocking yourself from this light. When you hold on to a grievance, it's like you create a dark cloud that blocks the sun from shining, To hold a grievance is to let the ego rule your mind, which splits you off from the divine source, causing you to feel disconnected from spirit, from love. As long as you hold a grievance, you'll feel disconnected, and as soon as you forgive, you find peace. As long as you hold a grievance, you forget who you are, and as soon as you forgive, you remember who you are, that you are love itself. So search your mind now for anyone you hold a major grievance towards. Now search your mind for seemingly minor grievances you hold against those you like and even think you love. When you hold a grievance, you hide this beautiful light in you, causing you to feel as if you are trapped in a world of darkness. But whoever you hold a grievance against also holds the key to your freedom, because as you allow yourself to see the light in them, you also witness the light in you, because their light and your light is the same divine light. So think now of those you held a grievance against and choose one of them now. And say silently within your mind to this person, I now choose to see the light in you, so I may remember that this light is also in me. When I hold on to a grievance, I hide this light from me, but I am now willing to see, so I am now willing to see the light in you, and therefore also the light in me. Then pick another person and say silently in your mind, I now choose to see the light in you, so I may remember that this light is also in me. Now do this at your own pace with all of those you have held a grievance against, thinking of each one in turn as you do this. Be willing to see their light, trusting that this also helps you to see the light in yourself. I'll be quiet for a while so you can do this now. then open your mind and your heart so much that you can start to think of yourself as at peace with everyone and everything, safe in a world that protects you and loves you, and that you love in return. Try to feel safety surrounding you, hovering over you and holding you up. Feel how you are loved and supported by Spirit, by the Divine Source. Remember, love holds no grievances, and nothing outside of you can save you, as the peace you are seeking exists within you. So your salvation comes from you. The source of all healing already exists within you. Now search your mind for any external places where you have looked for happiness in the past, in other people, in possessions, in various situations and events, and in what you believed about yourself. Recognize that your happiness is not in any of those external things, and tell yourself, my happiness and inner peace cannot come from any of these things. My happiness and inner peace come from me and only from me. And as you say this to yourself, feel how the light that is here grows bigger and brighter. This is the light from which you came. This is the light that is the source of all healing, and this light exists within you. This light is the key that opens the door to everything you seek, all the solutions, the healing, the joy, the happiness, the abundance. All of it is in this light, because in this light everything is already given you. This light is the essence of who you are. Let yourself bathe in this light. Let yourself rest in this light. Let yourself be infused with this light. Let it fill your mind, your heart, your body, and your whole being. Then take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel how you start to come back to normal waking consciousness. Take another deep breath in, and as you breathe out, say silently to yourself, let me be the light that I am. Let me be all that I am. Let me trust that I am love itself. Let me choose peace instead of conflict. Let me choose to forgive so I can be the light that I am. Take another deep breath. And as you breathe out, you can open your eyes, ready to continue your day. And as you are, let us say a prayer. Dear Spirit, this whole instant I now give to you. May you be in charge, for I will follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. And if I need a word to help me, I know that you will give that to me. And if I need a thought, that you will also give. And if I need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive from you, as I let you be in charge. And I know that you will always hear and answer me. So I now tune in, ready to follow your lead. And so it is.